It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
And now, I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mav.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mav.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruce, he's had some good games, Brady has, but at this point, I mean, what do you think is missing, particularly with the downfield throws? And would you consider, and I don't look, I'm not trying to put this on one guy, but would you consider calling the plays yourself or doing something different with Byron or what?
Oh, no, I thought he called a good ball game. We got to execute better. You know, when guys are open, we got to hit them, and we can't misread coverage. We got to protect a little bit better when we do have guys deep, and let him hit that guy. Instead of have that pressure that cost us an interception, just as a collective, everybody's got to play better.
All right, so that was Arians last night after that debacle of a game from Tom Brady. Certainly, Bruce Arians has thrown Brady under the bus worse this year. Didn't really quite do it there, made it more of a team thing, which, you know... I don't know. I mean, Arians didn't have to throw Brady under the bus last night. It was so obvious. It was so self-evident what was going on. Now, today, in Arians' day after press briefing, he got a little more pointed. You know, I'm just reading from the ESPN story. Arians thinks some of Brady's issues with accuracy on the deep ball, which is a core principle of his offense, have more to do with confusion he's experiencing with certain coverages than his ability. Quote, we have Tom calling a lot of his own plays or picking his own on the sidelines from the game plan, Arians said. I don't think it's a confidence problem whatsoever. It's not a lack of trust. It's a lack of continuity within the offense of the whole pitcher. I mean, if he's saying Brady's confused by coverages, that would be new to me. I mean, is there anyone better at figuring out coverages than Tom Brady? All of a sudden, he's not sure what coverages are?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. I was going to say, too, I think what Arians did in that comment that we played is I think he caught himself. I think that he realized what he was saying was sounding more critical of Brady. Again, we got to read the coverages better. Well, whose fault is that? I mean, now you can talk.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listeners.
Felger and Mask.
S-T-O-O-P-I-D.
T-E-P-I-D.
B-O-B. Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mask.
Q-U-I-T quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell up for me too. I'm an idiot.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bruce, he's had some good games, Brady has, but at this point, I mean, what do you think is missing, particularly with the downfield throws? And would you consider, and I don't, look, I'm not trying to put this on one guy, but would you consider calling the plays yourself or doing something different with Byron or what?
Oh, no, I thought he called a good ball game. We got to execute better, you know. When guys are open, we got to hit them, and we can't misread coverage. We got to protect a little bit better when we do have guys deep, and let him hit that guy instead of have that pressure that costs us an interception. Just as a collective, everybody's got to play better.
All right, so that was Arians last night after that debacle of a game from Tom Brady. Certainly, Bruce Arians has thrown Brady under the bus worse this year. Didn't really quite do it there. Made it more of a team thing, which, you know, I don't know. I mean, Arians didn't have to throw Brady under the bus last night. It was so obvious. It was so self-evident what was going on. Now, today, in Arians' day after press briefing, he got a little more pointed. You know, I'm just reading from the ESPN story. Arians thinks some of Brady's issues with accuracy on the deep ball, which is a core principle of his offense, have more to do with confusion he's experiencing with certain coverages than his ability. Quote, we have Tom calling a lot of his own plays or picking his own on the sidelines from the game plan, Arians said. I don't think it's a confidence problem whatsoever. It's not a lack of trust. It's a lack of continuity within the offense of the whole pitcher. I mean, if he's saying Brady's confused by coverages, that would be new to me. I mean, is there anyone better at figuring out coverages than Tom Brady? All of a sudden, he's not sure what coverages are?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. I was going to say, too, I think what Arians did in that comment that we played is I think he caught himself. I think that he realized what he was saying was sounding more critical of Brady. Again, we got to read the coverages better. Well, whose fault is that? I mean, now you can talk about receivers making coverage reads, too, but to me, that was a criticism of the quarterback. And I think he caught himself and said, yeah, and on some plays we didn't protect, and now everybody's got to be better. But he wanted to blame Brady.
But I almost said Bedard. Arians went on to say, we've got the guys open. We've just missed them. There are times when coverage dictates you go to that guy. I think we can do a better job of utilizing the deep ball in our game plan. But when they're there, we need to hit them. We can't have them going off our fingertips, and we can't overthrow them. Other than the deep ball, I think he, meaning Brady, is getting confused a few times with coverage that might be causing some inaccurate balls, but I don't see it at all in practice. We're not missing the deep ball in practice, that's for sure. So it's just a matter of, on Sundays, hitting them. So there he is throwing Brady under the bus. I think a deep passing game is stupid. I hate deep passing games. But that doesn't absolve Brady. He looks like a different guy to me. Scary bad last night. Your thoughts, Dakota and Braintree, what do you got?
I'll break this up into a golf analogy. This is like, and Tony, you'll appreciate this, and if Bedard was, he would too. It's like hitting your 4-iron off the tee perfect, 220, 240, and being 150 out, and pulling out your driver going, I want to be a little bit closer and have it spray everywhere. It makes no sense. And if Arians continues to go down this path, do they fire him at the end of the year? Does Billy O'Brien end up in Tampa? Does Josh McDaniel leave, take the head coaching job? If Brady's going to be there this next year, one of them, Arians has to go, because I've never seen a head coach and a quarterback, the greatest of all time, clash as much as they have with the team. Tom Brady has more talent than he's ever had in his lifetime. And now begs the question is, if Tom Brady was on the Patriots, with this receiving core, is he doing the same? Like, is he still 17th, 18th, 19th? And looking at the rest of the schedule, Tampa Bay might only get two wins. They've got Atlanta on their schedule twice, who's playing better. They have to face Patricia in Detroit, who's familiar with them. And they've got, I think, Kansas City and Minnesota now, who both are juggernauts. So could they actually finish?
Well, so Minnesota's no juggernaut. I just have to stop you.
Minnesota just lost to Dallas.
Thank you.
They got one more loss on the schedule.
Right, thank you. After Tampa, they have a bye, and then they finish up with two at Atlanta and Detroit and Minnesota. They should be fine in terms of making the playoffs. They should be, Dakota. It's not going to get that bad, I don't think. But, you know, I hate Arian's system, but last night wasn't about Arian's system.
When Brady was taking the balls, the intermediate throws, it was there. It was there, and they were moving the ball, and you couldn't stop them. And then he just starts floating these things deep down the field. It was weird, man. And that ain't the first time he's done it this year.
There was another play that stood out to me, because I'm with you, Maz. I like Chris Godwin a lot. There was a third and shortish, like a third and five type play, where Godwin comes out to the right and he tripped over Mike Evans a little bit. But Brady was in such a rush to get rid of it, he didn't let the play.
No, Murray, it was fourth and one.
Oh, that's what it was. Fourth and one. Thank you.
It was fourth and one, and they rolled Brady out,
yeah.
Which is, what are you doing? That's not a rollout guy. And they took away half the field. You know that thing.
But even still, he was sped up there. Just wait another half a beat, man. And, he's going to be there. Sure, he tripped a little bit. But that guy's a sure-handed receiver. And he still felt I got to get rid of it.
I mean, look, I think a little of it is the system, because, if it were Belichick, they wouldn't be running a lot of these routes down the field, and they wouldn't be a priority to get the ball down the field. So I think he's now sort of thinking. Now, look, and when I say the system, Brady wanted the system. I'm not disputing that part of it. But if the whole idea was, no, we're going to take the quick, easy throw every time, Brady'd be getting that ball out. But the problem is he can't react as quickly as he used to, and he can't handle the pressure.
Brady wanted to show everyone, including the old curmudgeon up here, that I'm not just some pop gum game manager. I can still throw the ball down the field. Brady wanted this. So, look, I hate Arians' offense. I think it's stupid. I think the whole downfield passing game is overrated across the board. So I'll rip him all day long. But don't absolve Brady, because he wanted it. He wanted to show people that he could put the ball all over the field.
Yeah, and he also wanted Antonio Brown, who's been the turd in the punch bowl in this offense since he's got here. And that's another thing, too. Stop forcing balls to him. Please, stop. Try to spread it a little more.
Oh, my God, there's so much talent on that field, though. Godwin is freaking nasty. Evans.
He's good. And Evans even showed some balls last night. That play down at the goal line when he scored the touchdown. That, not something you usually see from him.
Evans is a first-class bozo, but he can play. Brate is outstanding. Gronkowski still has something left. He's got talent around him coming out of his ears. His running back's good. Not that I care, but even Fournette is showing a little something. And he stopped throwing to some of the younger guys, like the Scotty Miller kid and that rookie that he was working with. He's got six things better than the first thing you would come to here in New England. Maybe taking out Damian Harris. You would take six pass catchers off the board in Tampa before you got to the first guy here. And he's ranking below the Patriots in a lot of offensive categories? You got to be kidding me. Mark and Easton, go.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys picked up on this last night, but I saw it on Danny Woodhead actually tweeted out. They only ran pre-snap motion six times. When Brady was in New England, it was almost like they had two people running motion every single play. And last night, they only did it six times. And that's what usually how you decipher man coverage versus zone coverage. So I'll just hang up maybe thoughts on that.
That's a really interesting point.
Yep.
That's a little nuance that I really wouldn't pay attention to. And maybe that's just part of it. As we played on the cuts, Arians' offense is just no risk it, no biscuit. We're going to go back here and chuck it, and he's not going to try and really fool you or out-scheme you or make it easy on the quarterback. Bruce Arians' offenses, Maz, always sacks, interceptions. Whether it was Carson Palmer, whether it was whatever he had in Arizona, whether it was Jameis Winston, that's what his offense is. So maybe that's a sign of it.
Oh, so totally. Look, so again, this is why I think some of it is the scheme and some of it's the coaching. But that interception to end the game, holy crap. I mean, that was just let me just chuck it up there. That was absolutely god-awful. Not to mention all the other crap that was going on in the game. And I know you wanted to touch on this, too. The batted ball that came back and he threw it again. What? Brady needs to be told you can't throw a pass twice?
Maz, that double pass. Now, that shows you something. And I can't tell you exactly what it is.
Panic.
But he knew he couldn't do it, right?
Right. Totally.
So it's not like he didn't know the rule. So if Jared Goff did that, I'd look at him and go, dude, you can't throw it twice, right? I'm not sure Jared Goff knows the rule or some other quarterbacks know the rule. Brady knows you can't throw a forward pass twice. Okay? He knows it. But it comes back into his hands. And he throws it again. Why? Because at that point, he's just
F this.
Jacking around, F this, or he's that out to lunch, or something. Like, again, I can't tell you exactly what the psychology is there, but it's something. What are you doing? You can't throw the ball. You know you can't throw the ball twice. You knew it in the second you were doing it. You can't throw the ball twice, but you did. Why? Why, Murray? Because you're just resigned?
Yeah, there's something going on there. Again, he just looks vacant in his face when he's coming off the field after yet another third and out, you know, these last few weeks. Maybe he just realizes the end is near, or the situation isn't what he thought it was going to be, but it's something, because that's as boneheaded a play you would see throughout the league. And any other quarterback, I'd be all over him. It was a clown play by Brady last night.
I mean, let's not forget, too, he forgot how many downs there were in the right. game in Chicago. Okay, so it's not like this is the first time. I think that maybe we're starting to see that Brady is susceptible to the same kinds of mistakes as any other player if he doesn't have Belichick breathing down his neck. You know, and so I do think the coaching matters. And I think, if anything, you know, you asked the question earlier, Mike, who's underachieved more? The bottom line is, without one another, they've both underachieved. And so this is sort of the ultimate lesson. Now, again, I err on the Brady side. You err on the Belichick side. Regardless of which side you end up on, though, they're not the same without the other. Neither one of them is.
They're both getting exposed.
They both look like ass.
Really? Yeah.
And now I have
really the lesson.
Yeah, now I have two football teams that are nauseating to watch this season. Yay.
Oh, man.
And just quickly, because it struck me, too. Tampa Bay committed two penalties last night. Okay, so they've gotten better at this, but one of them was on a 3rd and 2 at the 4-yard line with the Rams going in, and they jumped offside and gave the Rams a first down.
Happened twice. They jumped offsides twice to give them first downs. But that double pass, that's like a cry for help or something. That was, what is up with you now, Tommy? What's going on? We'll get more of your thoughts right after these words.
Austin's home for sports, 98.5 The Sport.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for.
Boo!
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's 3rd and 10. Brady has to step up. And a flag flies in.
He threw the ball. It was batted. He caught it, and then he threw it again.
You can't do that. I don't have to check with John Perry on that one. Can't have two forward passes.
But then he completed it. That's what's amazing.
Oh, he's the GOAT, you just said.
You can see him right here on your screen. You see he's going to Mike Evans, right in between the hash and the numbers.
That's crazy.
Nice job right there by Terrell Lewis of getting his hands up. Terrell Lewis is a big boy now. He's 6'5", and then when he jumps, he hits him in the bicep. That's how high he's up in the air. Tom's like, hey, let me try it again.
Illegal forward pass, offense, number 12. That penalty is declined. The result of the player's completed catch, but it's short of the line of scrimmage. So we'll play 4th down.
So there's that play we were talking about. So now Brady's just screwing around. I mean, Murray, you called it a boneheaded play. I mean, that would, you know, imply that he didn't know the rule, which I just can't believe. So I think he knew the rule, and by that point he had given up? It's jerking around? Or, like, I don't know, something like that. What? You know, you're dialed in. Or, you know, if you're dialed in, a big Monday night game against a conference opponent, and it's a, you know, sort of an important matchup, and you're in a one-possession game, and you're doing that? What are you doing? I didn't even realize. I was so flabbergasted that he did it. Is that the play actually counted then? Right? I mean, that's what that implies, that they didn't decline the penalty. So Brady actually got credit for the completion and the yards on that. Right? I mean, I assume.
Yeah, I think so.
One of his only completions on the night.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't even pay attention to the result because they still punted. But I guess in declining the penalty, that means he actually got away with it, I guess. Like, but, oh, man, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, they're both getting exposed. And when I say both, I mean Brady and Belichick, without the other. Because I think, again, what you're seeing is Bill needed Brady's acumen on the field, his ability to make quick decisions, the right reads, all of that stuff. And Brady needed Bill's knowledge in terms of, you know, scheming and being able to get the ball out quickly and to be able to handle weaknesses and cover them up, all of that stuff. Neither one of them is the same person or player without the other. It's totally true.
Buddy and Quincy, you're up next with Felgram Mass. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey, Mike, I called you last week and was speaking about the Tyson fight. I was wondering if you did any research as far as the pay-per-view order. It's coming up this Saturday night.
I did not. My research is going to imply, if I remember Saturday night, I'll Google it and see what it is. That's going to be my research,
I
remember.
Very good. One other thing. You guys are talking about the two quarterbacks of horrendous throwing shoulders. I happen to speak to your guy, Dr. Franke. He advertises the polo therapy, and they may be able to afford it. I just talked to him. It's like $1,000, and you might need more. They can
okay,
handle
buddy.
That.
Buddy, thanks for the call. We'll have Brady call Dr. Franke. I don't think Brady's arm is a problem. Brady steps into it and puts it on a line, it's the same. I don't think his arm... to me, it's not an arm thing.
It's a 40-something-year-old guy that doesn't want to get hit. That's what it is.
Thank you. Okay, that's what I think it is. I mean, while saying I don't think his arm's bad, he threw some deep balls that were just freaking scary. I mean,
yeah.
I think the first one of the game, he was trying to hit Evans down the left sidelines, and he threw it out of bounds.
He did.
And then there were a couple that he jerked. Like, he just jerked it almost out of bounds, skipping it to the receiver. So there were some bad ones. But I'm with Murray. I think it's more about I don't want to get hit.
Well, I was going to say, to me, it relates to if you watch him on those balls, I think he's falling backwards when he throws it. So, you know, it's not a question of the arm strength. It's a question of the mechanics. I think this year at times, I thought his passes have shown a lot of zip. Again, he threw that one in the end zone to Godwin a few weeks ago, where Godwin broke his finger on the play. That ball was smoking. That had there was no question about the arm strength there. The deep ball's never been the strength of his game. And, you know, beyond that, I just don't think he can handle the rush anymore.
So I owe Cam Newton a little bit of an apology, I think. I was ripping him yesterday for these two things. And one is Cam Newton, I feel like, can't handle the blitz or pressure at all. He can't see it coming. He can't audible out of it. He can't adjust to it. He can't slide protection. And if a guy comes in on him clean, he can't elude him anymore. And he's just sort of like a sitting duck to pressure. And then on top of it all, he gets all these balls batted at the line, which drive me crazy with Cam Newton. Well, then I'm watching Tom Brady last night, and they throw up the graphic where Brady versus pressure last night. At that point in the ballgame, he was 0-for-6 with the interception. And then on the very next play, 0-for-6 with an interception against pressure, the Rams sent this blitz, and I'll put it in air quotes, because the safety came from deep center field. Okay, the safety was still not within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, but he had an open lane, and I think Brady caught him out of the corner of the eye, and Brady tried to then unload it to Leonard Fournette, you know, to the left there, and he missed him because he rushed the throw, and the clean blitzer must have been 10 yards away from him. I mean, he wasn't, I don't know if you remember this play, he wasn't even close to Brady. And he sort of panicked and unloaded the ball and missed Fournette on an easy throw. Now, Fournette may have stopped running a little bit, but still, it was a rush throw. And then on the very next play, Brady drilled it into the lineman's armpit and did the double pass. And I'm like, oh, well, that feels like Cam Newton right there. Can't see where the blitz is coming, panics against the blitz, and then on the next throw, chucks it into the lineman's armpit. That's the exact same thing. So I don't know. I mean, Maz, I said yesterday, if Brady were here, they wouldn't be 4-6. They'd be 6-4, 5-5. Brady would have come through in more of these situations. I still feel that way, but maybe the gap's not as big as I had thought.
Well, so look, I was just about to say Brady has slipped. I don't think there's much of a question there. He's still way better than Newton. And I don't think you have to apologize for criticizing Cam Newton for those things. Now, look, Bedard pointed out a couple of plays. I said this earlier on his website that if you look at it, you say, well, Ryan Izzo just missed a block. Like on that one down by the goal line that, you know, I know we were talking about yesterday where a Newton got sacked for the 9-yard loss and absolutely ended up killing that possession. If you watch that play over, he had no chance. He had no chance. They totally whiffed on both sides in front of him. He got back there and got absolutely creamed. But there were still other ones that I looked at and said, when guys are coming right at him and he doesn't see him, I still think there's plenty of opportunity to criticize Newton there. And at the same time, Brady, I don't think either one of them was good this week against the Blitz.
Well, so, I mean, I'll just criticize the whole operation then. You know, the Patriots once were the very best I've ever seen at handling the blitz and pressure, whether it was Brady or the combination of his players and the coaches and him. Like, they just if you blitzed the Patriots, you got torched. Like, you had no shot. Now, now they can't handle it. Here, let's put these back to back quickly. Jimmy and Medway waiting patiently on the path. You still believe it, Jimmy?
Yeah, no. First off, you talked about this yesterday. The Hail Mary at the end of the game by Cam was actually miraculous because it resulted in Ryan Izzo contributing to the pass game for the 2020 New England Patriots. I never thought I'd see the day. Anyways, Mike, please paint a picture for us because I'm genuinely curious what game day looks like at the Felger residence when such a hot take is on the fritz. Like, are you holed up in your office, hands on your knees, praying to the football gods, or are you screaming at the TV with a beer in hand like the rest of us while the woods roll on rise? Like, when the clock starts at zero, like, and the path goes up in smoke, like, what's going on there?
The dogs go in the other room, and my girls look at me like, what's wrong, Daddy? And that's sort of it. It's a tense situation, I'm not going to lie. And the dogs pick it up before anyone else does. They're nowhere near me. Steve in Rhode Island on the path. Go ahead, Steve. What do you got?
What are you talking about?
Wow, Steve, hold on a second, man.
I mean, that's
calling us from the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
That's an all-timer right there.
Let's try it again, Steve. Hold it like a pizza, okay? Let's try this one more time. Go ahead, Steve.
And I can touch you.
Oh, see you after.
Wow. Yeah. Holy smokes. Who wants to do that one?
Fell down.
I'm calling you here from the Arizona Nevada state line at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
I think your pass sucks. The original pass for the playoff project.
Fall down a well? Call 911? Nah, I'll call my favorite radio show.
Yeah, let's call well.
That guy's at the bottom of the Keechee Gorge.
Let's shove the phone up your tuchus and then call Felger and Maz. Mary in Manchester is up next. Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Hi, Mike. So I think that Brady has underachieved more because I think he had more talent around him. But I think that Brady just, you know, there's definitely a disconnect there. I don't think he really respects Arian. I think, you know, he was sick of Belichick, but I think he respected Belichick. But I don't even think that they like each other. It doesn't appear that they even speak to each other on the sidelines. And I remember, you know, before he left, you guys were saying that, you know, he's the type of coach that win, lose, we booze. But I don't quite feel that way. I mean, I feel like every chance he gets, he throws Brady under the bus. So I think there's a lot of discontent there.
Okay, Mary, it's a good call. I think Arians is another one of these hypersensitive, it's never my fault. You know, when they get it right, we practiced it on Friday. When they get it wrong, it's, well, the guy was open. Like, you know, Belichick's like this too, by the way. But Arians, I think, is a classic case of this insecure head coach where, you know, it's never my fault. But it is true. Brady, you know, he goes and sits on the bench and it's Byron Leftwich there. I don't ever see him talking to Arians on the sideline. It's true.
So I noticed it before the game last night that they were talking, right? He and Arians, there was a shot of Brady and Arians talking before the game last night. But I think Arians is a con man. I've come to that conclusion. I thought he was some sort of creative offensive innovator, a guy who's a little bit of a quarterback whisperer. And after watching it now, I just think he's got the media on his side because he's media friendly and he probably tells them stuff off the record in terms of being, you know, and then on top of that is accessible to the media and answers their questions and answers them honestly. And so his reputation is far, far greater than the reality.
So the question I asked before is, who's underachieved more, Brady or Belichick? Again, so try and separate it from who's had a worst year, because that's obviously New England, and that's obviously Belichick. But relative to their expectations, relative to what they should be, relative to what they should be, who has underachieved more, Brady or Belichick? And I think Brady's closing it out. I mean, do you have the stats that Bedard had earlier? Did he email them to you? Because I haven't seen them. I need those stats.
Yeah, I got them here. I can read them to you in a second. Just give me 1 second.
I mean, for the Patriots to be better offensively.
Yeah, I got them right here.
To be better in the passing game than the Buccaneers in all of these categories. I mean, come on. Go ahead.
Total yards per game. Patriots, 16th. Tampa Bay, 18th. Yards per play. Patriots, 15th. Tampa Bay, 20th. Passing net yards per play. Patriots, 17th. Tampa Bay, 21st. First downs per game. Patriots, 9th. Tampa Bay, 15th. Third down efficiency. Patriots, 11th. Tampa Bay, 13th.
I mean, what Tampa's doing offensively is a pretty massive underachievement.
Staggering.
I mean, the Patriots are, I think they should be a 500 team, maybe slightly above 500 team. So they're underachieving. But Tampa should have the best offense in the league. I mean, the talent that is surrounding Brady, and the offensive line, I know, is hit or miss. But it's not total garbage up there. He's got a few guys who can play. And the talent around him is freaking sick. I mean, well, those receivers, those pass catchers are nasty.
Well, and you would think that if there are weaknesses in the line, and there are, again, but I don't think that line sucks. I think it's just
average. It doesn't suck. Yeah.
No, it's an average line. But you can mitigate that with some scheming and game planning. The ball comes out quicker. You got plenty of weapons to be able to. In fact, they have too many weapons. Really, when you go through the list of players like you did, they can't activate them all, for crying out loud.
What is wrong with?
Oh, well, that offense is underachieving badly.
What is wrong with Tom Brady? And I was what I felt was wrong with Tom Brady here was his attitude. Nothing like him as a quarterback. You know, I still felt he was a gold standard, impeccable, one of the best in the league. It was his attitude and commitment here that waned, I thought. And I still believe that. But last night and some of the games recently, I feel like it's finally here. Like it's finally here for Brady. Is that cliff finally? It's the first time I felt this way, Maz. Again, since we did the Brady and Decline shows back in 2010 and 11, it's the first time I feel like he might be cashed. More of your thoughts after Big Jim Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
It's not complaining.
Oh, you're the mean boss. Aw.
It's just Felger.
No, 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 no. It's always no.
Felger, Mass. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tom, you've come up with so many game-winning drives in the fourth quarter and overtime, Tom. So on a night like this, how disappointed are you in yourself?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's a good word, disappointed, and I have to do a better job. Absolutely.
Again, Murray, more of that vacant, sort of resigned Tom Brady. And so he lost, and that's after the game, which is a little different. But as you pointed out, He looks like this in the middle of these games.
Yeah. No, it's just like a guy that's showing up miserable to even be there in the first place. And again, so what is that? Is it, is age catching up with him? And at 43, he doesn't want to take the hits anymore. Does he realize that this situation isn't panning out the way that he wanted it to be? I don't know. But he doesn't look like he's having a good time.
And it's just, it's weird. So what do you think it is?
I think it's a combination of all those things that, you know, age is catching up with him all of a sudden. Like, he's feeling like he don't want to get hit. And the game is maybe moving a little bit too fast for him. And the situation isn't what he wants it to be. Maybe he's realizing that for all the things that he bitched about here in recent years and things that he didn't like about Belichick and being in New England anymore, the structure was actually good for him. And he's got none of that down there with that ass clown.
I mean, and the Antonio Brown thing, like, I don't know. I mean, they certainly try and feed him the ball, right? There's series where they
way
go out there
much.
Where it's clearly they're just trying to get him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Little bubble screens or reverses or whatever. Like, they're just trying to get him the ball. But I don't know. You bring the guy down there, and you're giving him the ball, but it's like, meanwhile, you got this glassy-eyed look on your face, and you're sort of not really there. So what? I mean, what's the point in trying to save this guy's soul if you're not even really there? And I find that like another weird thing, too. His body language, I've noticed. I mean, we've been reading Brady's body language for a long time, right? So maybe that's just a trap that I fall into. But I've noticed it there. It doesn't seem right there either.
No. Yeah. And so I'm sorry to cut you off, Maz.
No, go, Murray.
And let's not forget, he's moved him into the house, too. So maybe that's something else he's regretting. You know, like it's probably more work than he expected it to be.
Yeah, I just quickly, Mike, I think, you know, to me, Brown's not the same guy. And it's been a lot of time away from the field. He's not as quick. It's just the speed and the quickness is not there. He's not as quick as he used to be. He was really, really quick, had amazing feet. I don't see it. And I don't know if he's out of shape or, you know, Gronk didn't look good at the beginning of this year either. Maybe he needs more time, but it doesn't look right. But overall, I would say Brady looks like someone who's come to the realization that it's a lot harder than he thought it was.
And Sully...
I think he thought he could be his own coach and that he didn't need a coach anymore, and he was wrong.
Sully's in Dorchester on, again, Brady's body language. Go ahead, Sul.
Yeah, I wanted to say, after all the incompletions that Brady threw last night, instead of, like, you could see, instead of him, you know, bitching and yelling at the receivers, he was just kind of sulking around and putting his hands on his knees and keeling over and just kind of being dramatic. And I have one Celtics thought. I don't understand.
Sully? Yeah. Hey, Sully, it calls tomorrow on the Agenda Free Wednesday, and we'll hit on the Celtics. What I don't see Brady doing is getting his guys' faces and encouraging them. You know, he's had moments this year where he's shown his frustration. And he'll certainly celebrate after a play, like that obviously happens. But is he there sort of picking them up when they haven't made the play? Like, I don't see that hardly ever from him. Rocco's in Saugus. Hi, Rocco. What do you got?
Hey, what's up? So, listen, I'm lost for words for Brady in the game. And half kidding aside, you know, Brady, you know, he likes to go to sleep at 9 o'clock. The game's already like 8:30 p.m. You know, I don't know. Maybe because he's old, he needs to go to bed and his body. But I'm half kidding when I say this.
No, I know, like, it's not a bad point.
One thing too, right? I called in the beginning of the season. I said to you guys, what Brady was missing, especially when I saw that Saints game, was week one. I said, he's missing that running back who can catch the ball. He's missing that James White type of player. They don't have it, Mike. That's what's missing. Especially if your offensive line sucks, he needs that.
So they have LeSean McCoy, but they don't use him. So he actually has him there on the roster. But that point about Brady's bedtime's awful early. I'm sure he's in the cryogenic chamber and hanging upside down with the freaking wheat germ and whatever at 8:30 at night. That's when the game kicks off. Maybe Arians practiced at night just for Tommy Boy. You ever think of that?
So, look, this is the danger of being, you know, it's not just a physical thing when you're 43 years old. The other guys on the team have way more energy than you do, and I don't care how much avocado ice cream you want to shove up your nostrils and how many chia seeds and everything else. Like, look, the fact of the matter is these young guys are better athletes than you. They were a long time ago, but now the gap is getting bigger. The speed, to me, is a big factor. The speed of the game. And eventually you just get to the point where you say, oh my gosh, this is moving faster than I remember it. And once it goes faster, you can't get there anymore.
Long commercial-free segment with your calls right after this.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Felger, Mass.
Hey, when you call and say three things, you're going to have to wait for me to reach for a pen.
Number one.
And then I'm going to have to write it down.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
I, for one, am not smart enough to keep two or three things in my head.
Felger, Mass.
So we prefer just a single thought.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, the look on his face, I mean, you can see it. And Jeff, I'm not sure if this is even a question, but what the actual heck? I mean, that's Tom Brady going out there and throwing two terrible interceptions, including one with the game on the line at the end. What happened?
Yeah, Tom Brady's not making the plays that this offense demands of him. And that's eye-opening and concerning if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. Listen, he was 0-for-6 on 20-plus yard attempts yesterday, and it started early. Watch right here, Green. This is a pass one-on-one. Evans, your best against Ramsey, their best. He throws the ball out of bounds. I mean, listen, at least give your guy a shot. That's just a duck ball that has no opportunity. And then right here, out in the left flats, this is a skip. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is like me throwing it from third base to first base and hitting the pitcher's mound. Like, this is not a miss that Tampa Tom can afford to make. It's very disheartening. Listen, the turnovers are a huge deal, but this offense demands the quarterback to be efficient down the field. Tom Brady has not been that for weeks on end. This is an ugly thing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right, more ESPN reaction to last night. I mean, there were a couple balls that it's like, whoa. And he just jerked. And Jeff Saturday there on ESPN, you know, the Brady's never thrown a good deep ball. But some of these last night were just, I mean, he threw a couple that were good. He threw one to Antonio Brown that hit him on the hands that Antonio Brown couldn't bring in. So there was at least one that I saw that was good. But the one Saturday mentioned, he jerks it out of bounds. There were a couple of short balls that he jerked out of bounds. And then there were other times where I thought he was in rhythm and looked like Brady, you know, on point, drilling balls short, intermediate, moving the ball, and, you know, all of that. So, to me, this one was on Brady last night, though. And again, I don't like Arians, I don't like his offense. But last night was Brady. And especially Maz, I mean, you just want to go to that last interception. That last interception, the ball's in Brady's hands, it's the two-minute drill, they need to drive the field to kick a field goal. At that point, it's no longer, Tom, this is my scheme, this is what we're going to run, we want to push the ball down the field. No, that's on the quarterback to matriculate the ball down the field. So at that point, that has nothing to do with Bruce Arians. And I said they were in a 1st and 10 earlier. It was 2nd and 10. But they had just picked up a 1st down. Brady had hit 2 short passes to Brayton Godwin to move the chains. They're sitting at their own 38. They have a timeout in their pocket. There's a 1:56 left at their own 38. I mean, you get 40 yards, you're in field goal range. I mean, that situation for Tom Brady, Maz, is a freaking layup.
Yeah.
I mean, that is an empty net goal for Brady. He does that in his sleep, and on 2nd and 10, he panics and floats that ball down the seam. I mean, what the hell was that?
Yeah, again, that's Brady time. I mean, that's how Brady became Brady, is that moment. He has done it. How many times against in much bigger spots against elite competition? And again, and you said the key thing, all he needed was a field goal.
Oh, my God.
A field goal. He didn't need a touchdown. Now, look, I'm sure he wanted to win the game. I'm not saying that. But at the same time, you look at it and say, dude, just get the 3 points. You know, fight to live another day. That's all you got to do.
So he is something.
Oh, he completely whiffed, totally.
Something with his decision-making, something with his head, that's what's different to me. Because there's times in the game when he just played his game, he was unstoppable, spreading the ball all over the place. And then there'd come to a point where he says, no, I'm going to take a shot. And I used to see him do that in New England, but only when they were down and the game was sort of out of hand. And then he'd start just chucking the ball down the field. And I always thought that was his way of saying, like, this thing's screwed. I'm just going to chuck it down the field. And it was his way of giving up. You know, but this was a one possession game the entire night, and he's doing that. It was freaking eye opening to me. Back to your calls, Mike in Brookline. What do you got, Mike?
How you doing, guys? Happy holidays, Maz, and
you too,
Jim.
Likewise.
I know that Mike doesn't like the pleasantry, so I'll leave him out of that. I think what you have to look at when you say who's underachieved or overachieved, whatever. If Bill Belichick was coaching this Tampa Bay team, what would their record be and what would their outlook be? And then if Tom Brady was still on the Patriots, what would their record be and their outlook be?
Great question, Michael.
If you look at the Patriots, I think they're just where they are because their defense is so terrible that Tom Brady on this team is a waste. And if you look at, you know, Tampa Bay, and if you put Bill Belichick there, they're probably 9-2.
Well, let me just stop you. Right now, the Patriots are 4-6. If Tom Brady was their quarterback, what's their record?
6-4.
Yeah, around that. Maybe one more win.
Oh, they'd have won the Denver game, please. And they probably would have won this one, too. Like, so look, I'm not telling you the Patriots roster is good because it's not. But Bedard made this point earlier that the Houston game last year and the Houston game this year, effectively, the Patriots are largely the same team. I mean, they're not all that different. In fact, you know, my only point is this. Brady went 12-4 last year. So are they, you know, now are they going to win the Super Bowl? Are they going to host the AFC Championship game? No.
Okay,
but
so
not 4-6 with Tom Brady.
Okay, right. So I'm asking you, how many games? Two games. Got it. Two games. Okay. The Buccaneers right now are 7-3. If Bill Belichick were the coach and not Bruce Arians, what's the Buccaneers' record?
9-2. I think they're 7-4. 9-2.
Oh, they're 7-4?
Yeah.
7-4. Okay, what are they? 9-2. So two games, same difference.
Yes. But again, Mike, those two games make all the difference, right? Now you're talking about being sort of an also-ran that's playing on...
No, I know that, but the whole exercise is who's worth more. And you're telling me Brady and Belichick are worth the same.
Yeah, together, they're better than they are apart. So look, no, wait a minute, though. You're saying Belichick in Tampa with Brady as quarterback?
No, so I'm sorry. I guess that should have been pointed out. If you just flipped, I mean, I don't know what Mike was asking there.
Is it Cam Newton in Tampa with all those wide receivers and everything?
Okay, so now we're expanding it.
Yeah,
who's worth more, Belichick here or Brady there? If it was just an average quarterback in Tampa, or if they had a great coach in Tampa, what would the difference be? I mean, I think it's the same. So, I mean, I think you're right to say that. If Brady were still here with Belichick, they'd be, you know, they'd be two games better. If Belichick were down there with Brady, they'd be two games better, at least. Maybe more. That team down there is a freaking wagon. They got good players on defense, too. I mean, they got guys who can play all over the field. So, I don't know. I guess I confused myself with that exercise. I found it promising when Mike first asked it, and now I'm confused.
So that's when facilitating goes too far.
Well, so look, you know, you're barking down my throat. Yeah. Like, you know, so who's the quarterback if Belichick's coach in Tampa?
Murray's right. I got caught up in a facilitation quagmire. It was a morass of facilitation, and I got all twisted up. That's when facilitation goes wrong.
Right. But it was our fault.
No, it's my fault. No. I mean, in real time, I got frustrated with you, but as usual, it's me. No, I got twisted up in a maze of facilitation, and I don't know where I was at or what I was really asking.
Premature facilitation.
So let's just move on, shall we? Let's relive some of the hot takes from Bedard that he gave us during his stint right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose, Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.